Time now for your letters. Last week, we interviewed Sharif El-Gamal, the main developer of Park 51, the Islamic Cultural Center planned for Lower Manhattan. He said the center would include facilities for the entire community, including a gym. I suggested the locker room might include something akin to a Turkish bath. Mr. El-Gamal replied,
"You're talking to a guy who loves to schwitz, and in New York, there's this institution called the Russian Bathhouse, and I am a regular there. I mean, schwitzing is part of my life."
That brought this from Robert Byrne of St. Louis. "Even though you call yourselves National Public Radio, you were more and more displaying yourselves as East Coast Public Radio. And I could cite dozens of examples to document that accusation, but not now for the moment. I ask your staff, who think that New York is the hometown of all 350 million Americans, kindly translate for me what schwitzing means. Mr. Byrne, I'm from Chicago, which isn't far from St. Louis. We learned that schwitz as a verb means to sweat. Schwitz as a noun is a steam bath, as Mr. El-Gamal said. A lot of other people learn Yiddish words from Woody Allen movies, Seinfeld, or Larry David, where they're not always explained, but usually understood in context. Schwitz has other meanings in different contexts, but my editor said if I tried to explain them, he would plots." Most of our mail last week was in response to our interview with David Sheff, who spent 3 weeks interviewing Yoko Ono and John Lennon shortly before Mr. Lennon was shot to death in 1980. Some of our listeners are so smart they actually contradicted John Lennon and insist that he, not Paul McCartney, wrote the line, "I'd love to turn you on in a day in the life." But Mr. Lennon himself told David Sheff,
"The bulk of the song was written entirely by me, Paul's contribution being that little beautiful little lick going into his song. So, I'd love to turn you on."
Oh, yeah.
That melodic little piece there where it changes is his contribution.
What did John Lennon know about the Beatles? Most of you just welcomed the opportunity to hear his voice again. Scott's interview with David Sheff took me back to a schoolgirl slumber party when we tried to call London to speak to John or Paul, writes Kelly Sullivan Soley of Dubuque, Iowa. Although we didn't reach the Beatles, John Lennon lives on in the heart of this 58-year-old. The story moved me to laughter and tears.
But I just have to look, having read the
welcome your comments. Go to npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend. You can send me a tweet at NPR Scott Simon. This is NPR News.